You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I am Mark O'Connor. No matter where you are in the country, listen to the show. Going to play some upbeat, up-tempo, catchy music. Make your day a little brighter. Get those toes a tapping. This is from a record called Dear Bongo, Motherhood, out of Fredericton. This is Bird Chirp here on Ear Candy. I can't leave.
Surely there'll be mercy. Surely there'll be mercy. Firstly, like a bird perched in the birch tree, it will chirp me. Something like a little kid or something. Yes, I gotta live for something. I used to live for nothing. Picking up a bed for nothing. I used to take what I could get with chance of shit for
Monsieur Soleil,
And that is Les Coeurs Jumeaux from Concrete Blonde. Before that, we heard Mother Mother carve her name off Eureka. I remember that one. And we started the show with Bird Chirp from Motherhood off of Dear Bongo. I can't forget a title like Dear Bongo. The show, again, is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. How's your day going out there? I hope you're having a good time. And that the sun is shining and you're floating on air, you know, like enough bad things happen in the course of a life that I'm wishing you all like happy moments and good moments right now. Going to keep the tunes rolling with the Fratellis. This one here is called Tell Me a Lie here on Ear Candy.
I'm trouble comes when we're breaking. But mistakes are half the fun. And where'd you learn to fall so good you thought you were forsaken? So maybe now it's time to run. And you don't always have to wonder. Not the way you did before across the lonely world. Some are coming, some are going. Mistakes as you to overcome. And though your cup keeps overflowing with all the things you never did or always done, and you don't always have to wonder. Not the way you did before across the lonely world. Not the way you did before across the lonely world.
Sometimes, only sometimes, our lines sweep across your tired face.
That is Arthur Buck and the Wanderer here on Ear Candy. Before that, we heard Grantley Buffalo. Isn't that a great band name? Grant, Lee, Grant the North, Lee the South, Buffalo the American West. Crooked Dice off of their record Jubilee, which was their fourth and final record as an outfit. And I got thinking about the band name. It was named after the songwriter for the band, Grant Lee Phillips, and he just realized, hey, based, built in my name. And he's of Native American stock as well, origin, roots. So it's even weirder when you think of the band name. Weirder or more appropriate? I'm not sure which way to go with that. We started that set with the Fratellis and Tell Me a Lie. And it was off their second record, which I forget the title of, but I love the Fratellis. And, of course, their last name isn't actually Frontelli, Fratelli. The singer-songwriter for the band is John Lawler, and all of the band members, all three of them, bass player, drummer, just took on the last name Fratelli. And they aren't the first band to do it right. Ask the Ramones. They'll tell you all about it. We're going to get more poppy in this next set, more laid back. We're going to hear the title track to the Cranberries record In the End, their final record, which they made after the departure of their lead singer, after the death of their lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan, who spent half of her life in Canada, living in just north of Peterborough, Ontario, and has three children, Canadian citizens they are. She originally hails from Limerick, and she never did lose that Irish lilt to her voice. A singular talent, for sure. So let's hear this title track from the Cranberries. This is In the End, here on Ear Candy.
Strange, when everything you wanted was nothing that you wanted in the end. And it's strange, when everything you dreamt of was nothing that you dreamt of in the end.
Take the spirit, take. touch everyone. 'Cause life is short and life is sweet, and sometimes you just got to set yourself free. I could waste a day with you. I could slip away.
Is Waste the Day, Heather Nova, from her record South, here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Before that, we heard Young Doctors in Love. I don't know, it seems like it's a band title, but you could have called it Grey's Anatomy. It would be the same thing, would it not? Young Doctors in Love and Jody. One of the interesting things about this band is this is from their debut record, and the first half of the record, maybe the first six or seven songs, are all names starting with J. You know, Jody, Jamie, Joey, I forget what all the names are. And then the remainder of the songs all are about love, have love in the title. So I promised to play either a song starting with J or a song about love, and there. Jody, Young Doctors in Love. And we started the set with the title track from the Cranberries record, In the End. Yes. Have you ever thought about your hometown? A lot of people have love-hate relationships with their hometown. Some people, maybe not. Maybe it's not that complicated. They just flat-out love it or flat-out hate it. For those who flat-out hate it, I think eventually a lot of those people leave to someplace that they're more comfortable in. But sometimes people have complicated love-hate relationships. And Nico Case wrote a song off of her record, Furnace Room Lullaby, called Thrice All-American, about her hometown. Her hometown happens to be Tacoma, Washington. And yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I wonder if anyone's written a song about your hometown. Broadcasting here in St. John, the port city. Got to think, as an old city, that someone has written a song about St. John. But, you know, you might be, I don't know, in Burnaby or Sydney. You might be in Norris Point, or Kitchener-Waterloo, or in all kinds of places across the country that are airing the program. And I'd be curious that how many places have had somebody write a song about their hometown. Anyway, that's your Nico Case. Go on about what she likes and loves and defends about Tacoma here on Ear Candy.
I want to tell you about my hometown. It's a dusty old jewel in the South, Puget Sound, where the factories churn and the timber's all cut down, and life goes by slow in Tacoma. People, they laugh when they hear you from my town.
God bless California. Make way for the Walmart. I hope they don't find you to come.
Burning, burning.
show was Ear Candy, and what you actually heard was you heard The Cars, Double Life. That was off of Candio, their second record. And before that, we heard Steve Miller Band, The Steak, and that was off of Book of Dreams. And you think The Steak, I think I'm going to send that out to all the vampires out there. No. I'm going to send it out to all the poker players, The Steak. It could be that he was talking about love and being tied to the stake and being beholden to love and what it does to you. But no, I think it's either poker players or vampires. And I'm going to say that the start of the set was Nico Case, Thrice All-American, and a song about her hometown of Tacoma. And yeah, if you're out there, all you songwriters, write a song about your hometown with as much heart and passion as Nico managed for that one. It's off of her record, Furnace Room Lullaby. Well, we've got a few more minutes to play a couple of songs. We are going to hear that song by Ty Segall called Man Man off a record called Ty Segall. And before that, you're going to hear one from Sir, my nom de plume, I guess, for musical output. We're going to hear a little track called Sasquatch, because everyone's got a fascination with Sasquatch, don't you? I do. Bigfoot, for sure. Do you think it exists? Definitely. All right. And stay tuned right after the show for some more fine programming. We're going to have the Lorenzo Reading Series with Andrea Cacucci. And no matter where you're listening in the country, there's going to be a fine radio program. You know what it is. Check your local listings. This is Sir Sasquatch on Ear Candy.
Ha! Walking in the mountains, remote as I could be, I glimpsed something moving, something that shouldn't be. Peeking through the branches and peering round the trees, it was brown and shaggy and looking back at me. Taller than a totem pole, reclusive as our views. In the midnight hours, he's howling at the moon. Oh, if they ever caught one, they'd put it in a zoo. If they ever caught one, you know just what they'd do. If they ever caught one, they'd put it in a zoo. If they ever, you know exactly what they do. If they ever caught one, they'd put it in a zoo. If they ever caught one, you know just what they'd do. If they ever caught one, they'd put it in a zoo. If they ever, you know exactly what they'd do. If you're ever out walking in them woods and stumble on a Sasquatch, do exactly what you should. Cover up them tracks and leave them all alone. Don't even take a picture, don't talk about it when you get home, no. Ah! Peeking through the branches, peering round the trees, it was brown and shady. Looking back at me, yeah.
Yo man, Bill, he's got, he said, bye bye baby, so long. What a sight there, stuck his foot in and crawled inside. Up the river to your skull, down your body, he made you crawl. Out your mouth, in my ear, he said the special things only I would want to hear me sing.
From another side of time, breaking down the walls of silence, lifting shadows from your mind, placing back the missing mirrors that before you couldn't find, telling mysteries of emptiness that yesterday left behind. And we all know it's better. Yesterday is past. Now let's all start living for the one. Don't you feel the day is coming and it won't